Well, look who's coming, my old boss. Oh, oh, oh. Rock Bottom, stop the car. Now.
Yes, sir.
Now, you are saying...
Saying good morning, Mr. Flintstone, boss.
Well, Slate, my boy, time to get to work. Mustn't keep the boss waiting, you know. To the office, Rock Bottom.
Flintstone!
Plenty of time this morning so I can get to work before the whistle blows. Boss gets awful mad when I'm late. Oh, boy, that car up ahead is sure going slow. Move, will you?
Quack, quack!
Out of the way, you!
Quack, quack, quack! Hey, not so hard, chum.
He's gonna make me late for work again. Okay, if that's the way he wants to play it. He's gonna get me fired.
I don't know about you, but I quit.
Listen, you, the next time I say move.
Yes? What about next time?
Mr. Slate. Good morning, boss.
Never mind that, Flintstone. Now get back where you belong. Behind me.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir. Oh, boy. All the people I run into, the boss. I sure started this day off on the wrong foot. Some guys get all the breaks. Look at that. Big boss, big car, big shot. Shit. What's he got that I haven't? Ooh, just gonna make it in time.
Good morning, Mr. Slate.
Good morning, Macquarie.
Hiya, Mac.
Hold it, Flintstone.
Hold it for what?
You're 30 seconds late.
30 seconds?
Yep. And we're docking you for it, too. Mr. Slate's orders.
Slate. What a life he has. Nothing to do but boss guys like me around all day.
Ooh, look at that Flintstone. Goal breaking again. No wonder we're always behind in production. Miss Flagg, get hold of the foreman and tell him Flintstone's goal breaking again.
Miss Flagg, get hold of the foreman. Tell him Flintstone's goal breaking again.
Yes, Mr. Slate, immediately, sir.
Yes, Mr. Slate, immediately, sir.
Good.
Flintstone! Hey, Flintstone, wake up! Step on it! Flintstone, you better not do it! Mr. Slate knows you're goal breaking again!
Okay, okay!
And another thing, the accountant wants to see you! All right, Flintstone. Slate's gonna hear about this.
So I slip. Sheep. Petrified accountant. Wonder what he wants.
Who's there?
This is Fred Flintstone. Now, you sent for me, Mr. Rockpile?
Yes. You owe the Bedrock Quarry Company $33.
I what?
For the past 11 weeks, you've gotten $3 too much in your pay envelope.
Too much? Well, I thought it was a raise.
You have to be joking, Flintstone. You a raise? Har, har.
I thought it was a surprise.
If Mr. Slate hears about it, it's going to be.
But...
You wish Mr. Slate to learn about it?
No. Oh, you can deduct it.
We intend to. Well, what are you waiting for? Get back to work.
Yes, Mr. Rockpile. Goodbye, sir. That Slate. All he does is sit back and figure out how to make my life miserable.
Phew, it's hot.
Better stop for a drink before I get back in the job. Hands are tight, though, a little relaxation. Well, at least here's one place that Slate can't find me to bawl me out.
I better check on that Flintstone character. Aha! Asleep at the water cooler, is he?
This is a lot more comfortable than the quarry.
So! You fell into my trap, Flintstone. You think that water cooler is there so you can gold brick? Now get back to work!
Yes, sir. Rattin' front and didn't sleep.
What did you say, Flintstone?
I just had a... Oh, okay, Mr. Slate.
Never mind the okays. Just remember what you're paid for. And no more goofing off. I'm watching your every move.
Did anybody ever have it as tough as me?
You think you got it tough? How'd you like to swap jobs, fatso?
Try no good color of Slate. What a soft life that Slate has. Quitting time!
Whoa, that's a load off my back.
Buster?
Okay, Flintstone caught you. You clocked out 45 seconds early.
45 seconds.
Don't think you won't get docked for it either, Mr. Slate's orders. Now get going.
Which is fine, Betty. It's much easier pushing it with that new skateboard attachment.
Yeah, what won't they think of next?
Here comes Fred, Barney.
Hiya, Fred.
What's with Fred, Barney?
He must have had a bad day.
I hope it isn't serious.
What's the matter? Bad day at Bedrock, Fred? Gee, Fred, Dino was only saying how glad he was to see you home.
I know, Barney. I'm sorry. I shouldn't take it out on you or Dino.
Take what out?
Oh, that Slate. Barney, what a pushing around he gave me today. Boy, if I could have just one wish, I'd fix him, but good.
Well?
Well, what? What are you talking about?
Our friend, the great Gazoo.
Hey, yeah, Gazoo!
You call?
Yeah, Gazoo. Fred was just saying
I'd
that...
I'd rather tell him myself. I was saying that if I had the chance, I'd really fix all those wise guys down at the office.
Meaning your boss, eh?
Especially him.
In other words, you'd like to be boss in his place.
Oh, boy, would I. Nothing to do all day but sit around yelling at people, giving orders, and raking in the dough. Have fun.
Well, gee, Fred, I don't know. You must do more than that.
Well, I'd like to try it just once.
Consider it done, dum-dum.
Huh?
You want to be boss.
Yeah.
You've got your chance. As of 0800 tomorrow morning, you will be boss for one day.
You mean it?
Mean what, friend? What were you talking about, dear?
Nobody, nothing, just Barney and me, we were just talking.
that too.
Bless you, Pebbles. Are you getting a cold, dear?
Hey, it's funny how only you and me and the kids can see Gazoo, huh, Fred?
Not so funny, Dum-Dum. You two can see me because you found me. The children can see me because they understand me.
Well, I understand you.
Fred, did anything unusual happen today? Fred, I'm talking to you.
Huh? No, dear, nothing happened.
Well, come on in and wash up. The Rubbles are coming over to a barbecue.
The food!
Bless you, Pebbles.
I see Fred got himself some beautiful new barbecue equipment.
Boy, this steak is taking a long time to cook.
How do you want it?
Medium rare.
One Bronto steak, medium rare, coming up.
Hey, that's perfect, Gazoo.
Naturally.
Why go so fast, Bam Bam?
You know, Wilma, having the strongest kid in the world can sometimes be a real problem.
Here we go again. I hope Gazoo shows up today.
Fred, haven't you forgotten something?
What? Oh, I'm sorry, Pebbles.
Have a good day, dear.
Can't be worse than the one I had yesterday.
Have a good day, Barney.
Thanks. You too, Betty.
Bam Bam, say goodbye to Daddy.
Goodbye.
How about that, Betty? He's saying goodbye.
Barney, I don't want to be late for work. Come on.
Sorry, Fred, but when the world's strongest boy says goodbye, it ain't easy.
Okay, hurry up.
Yeah, sure, Fred. Goodbye, Bam Bam. Another day, another dollar, Fred.
Yeah. Here it is tomorrow morning, and I'm still the same guy I was yesterday.
Well, I'd hate to wake up and be somebody different.
No, I mean, Gazoo promised to make me boss for a day.
And so you shall, Dum-Dum. At precisely 0800, which is 3, 2, 1, now.
Whoa!
Gosh! It happened!
Yeah, I hardly recognize you, Fred.
Rock bottom.
Yes, sir.
Stop the car.
Yes, sir.
Out.
Me?
Yes, you. I'm a boss. I can't be seen riding with you.
But you always give me a lift in the morning.
Out.
Yes, boss.
Proceed, rock bottom.
He's starting out on the wrong foot.
Yeah, I just hope he doesn't put it in his mouth.
Well, look who's coming, my old boss. Rock bottom, slow down a bit.
Yes, sir.
Come on, you, move it. I don't want to be late.
Rock bottom, stop the car. Now.
Yes, sir.
Now you are saying...
I was saying good morning, Mr. Flintstone, boss.
Let's see, your name is...
Slate, sir. One of your lower echelon fawning type best men, sir.
Oh, yes, I've seen you around the quarry. Fawning, come to think of it. Well, Slate, my boy, time to get to work. Mustn't keep the boss waiting, you know. To the office, Rock Bottom.
Yes, sir.
Flintstone!
Good morning, Mr. Flintstone. Lovely morning, boss.
Not for everybody. When Slate gets in, make sure you mark him late.
Yes, sir, boss.
What a great day this is going to be. Only a quarter after eight, and already it's the happiest day of my life. Now, let's see who's first on my list. Yes. Miss Slag, get me the foreman. I want him here in 6 seconds.
Miss Slag, get me the foreman. I want him here in 6 seconds.
Yes, Mr. Flintstone, immediately, sir.
Hey, watch it! Every time we get a new boss, we get a new system.
6 seconds on the nose. Great. Foreman, I want you to keep your eye on Slade. I hear he's goofing off.
Yes, sir, Mr. Flintstone.
All right, back to work.
Slade, you're goofing off. And Mr. Flintstone, the new boss, don't like it.
I won't anymore. I promise.
Oh, boy. Well, who's next on the agenda? Oh, yes, the company accountant.
Mr. Rockpile, you're wanted in the front office.
Yes, sir. Ma'am.
Rockpile, it has just come to my attention that you're being overpaid.
My salary at once, sir.
And raise mine, right?
Right, sir. Right, sir.
Okay, back to your books.
Yes, Mr. Flintstone.
Well, now that I've taken care of all the important business, I think I'll call Barney.
Gee, Fred, pretty snazzy place.
Yeah, Bar, not bad. Say, Barney, I want to apologize for this morning.
Oh, that's okay, Fred.
No, it's not. I didn't treat you right, and I'm sorry. Here, help yourself, old buddy.
Gee, thanks, Fred.
Here, Barney, take these for after lunch.
Oh, gee, Fred, thanks. But I didn't bring any lunch with me.
What? Are you kidding? Well, be my guest, Barney boy. There's an executive dining room here. Waiters, tablecloths, the works. Come on!
So, that's why we're always losing money, throwing away the company's profits on entertaining and handing out expensive cigars to every Tom, Dick, and Harry who walks in.
My name's Barney, not Tom, Dick, or Harry.
Never mind you. You Flintstone. What do you think you're doing?
Hold on, Shorty. I'm the boss around here.
Big deal. Do you know who I am?
No. Who?
I am the chairman of the board of directors. You work for me.
I do?
You mean the boss has a boss?
You bet, short stuff, and that's me.
Gee, and I didn't even know. You better go, Barney. I'll see you later.
Well, okay, Fred.
Hold it! Now, be it. All right, Flintstone. During lunch, I have a few matters to discuss with you.
Yeah, in the executive dining room.
You're joking, Flintstone. We don't have time for that routine. Here, have a carrot. Best lunch in the world. Sharpens your wits. Doesn't make you sleepy and keeps your waistline trim. Yours could do with a whole lot of trimming, Flintstone. Pick up your carrot, Flintstone, and come with me. Flintstone, follow me.
Where to?
Questions. Can't you underlings ever just take an order without a lot of yakking? Now, come on. And pick up your lunch.
I never knew Slate had it so tough.
Hi, Mr. Chairman.
Hi, Mr. Flintstone.
Having a good lunch, man?
Yes, sir.
Good. Nothing like a substantial meal to make a man work better. Hey, Flintstone?
For them, it's good, but for me, it's no good. How come?
They work, Flintstone. These men are the backbone of our industry.
Goodbye, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Flintstone.
Ta-ta, gentlemen. Enjoy your meal.
He acts like they're bosses, and I'm just a
stooge is a word for it. Now, come on.
Boy, oh, boy. Being a boss is tougher than I thought.
Flintstone, meet your board of directors. You all know Flintstone, of course.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Hi, fellas.
Be seated, gentlemen. Flintstone, the meeting is ready to begin.
Where do I sit, Mr. Chairman?
At the end of the table.
Oh, yes, sir.
First order of business, gentlemen, is lunch. Flintstone? Why aren't you eating your lunch?
I finished mine.
All right, let's get down to business.
Who are we firing first, sir?
I haven't decided. We have a few matters to take up with Flintstone.
Such as
wages have gone up.
And prices have gone down.
You gave yourself a raise, Flintstone?
Yes, sir.
Well, cut your salary.
Yes, sir.
Our prices have had to come down to meet our competition.
Yes, what are you going to do about that?
Yes, what?
Well, I'm studying the situation.
Your recommendations will be on my desk in the morning.
What's your report on production?
We produce rocks.
We are all aware of what we produce, you nincompoop. What we want to know is how much.
Gee whiz, I just took over this morning.
Alibis will get you no place. Well, gentlemen, so much for business. I'm for a plunge in our executive pool and then a nice steam bath in our executive steam room. Who'll join me?
Me.
You! You're just a boss around here. The steam room is for the directors. All right, gentlemen, to the executive pool.
Gee, poor Mr. Slade. I never dreamed he had such a miserable life. Yeah?
Busy, dear?
No, I'm just waiting for some scissors so I can start cutting out paper dolls.
Oh, I just bought this beautiful full-length Minkosaurus coat, and I need some money.
Minkosaurus coat? Money?
Well, dear, you're the boss.
Boy, quitting time. Now I can get out of here.
Where do you think you're going?
It's closing time, and I'm going home.
It's closing time for our valued working men, Flintstone. For bosses, no. You're not on a time clock. You stay till your work is done, and that's an order.
Rock bottom?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy, I've never been so glad to get to the end of a day in my life.
Dear. Poor Dum-Dum. I'd better bring him back.
Hey! What do you know? It's over. It's me again. Oh, boy. Gazoo! Hey, I'll never forget you for teaching me such a good lesson.
Well, you really learned something, didn't you, Dum-Dum?
Did I? My poor boss, Mr. Slate. Boy, I wouldn't want to be in his shoes for all the money in the world, Gazoo. And I'll tell you something else, too. I've been goofing off at work, but no more. I found out today what a lucky guy I really am. And what a real friend you are, Gazoo. Thanks again, pal.
Fred, is that you, dear?
Be right in, Wilma.
Hurry, dear. I kept your dinner warm, and you're just in time to tuck Pebbles in.
Sure glad to be home.
By the way, Fred, were you talking to someone in the garage?
That radio program called, The Man from Planet Runner.
Oh, I never heard of it. Must be a new program.
Yeah, sure is.
Well, I guess I can chalk up another good deed. I certainly am going to miss these earthly dum-dums when I get back to my own planet. Ooh.